I'm gonna upload that whole bit on Instagram.
Nah, just and that's it. No, because what I was saying of doing on that, I'm saying you record on Instagram, like a video being like, yo, what is up, guys? New podcast, and then link it, and then be like, swipe up type deal. Okay.
You do that. You do that.
I will do that. Yeah.
All right, boys. Go. Welcome to the G30 podcast. I'm Nels with Mike and Tim. How's it going?
Going good, man.
I have to
living
be like,
life.
Yeah, I have to. I feel like I have to be a little extra chipper right now because I'm tired as fuck right now.
No, yeah, me too. I'm like three yerba mates deep.
Three. Like, this dude's drinking. Who are you, Sebastian?
They drink the hot yerba, bro.
Yeah.
That one's a little different.
Like crack. Hot, that one, hot, will get you
hot
going.
Hot mate, bro. Like mate tea. It's different, man. It hits different.
I don't like the taste of tea that much. If I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nope. I am a coffee guy. You drink coffee, Tim?
Not really. I try to like stay away from it because it makes my anxiety go like super super high.
Yep.
So
it's a dangerous game to play.
It's a dangerous game. But the bangs are crazy.
Or pull your hair out.
Do you play coffee, Mike?
I mean, like, I'll have a Dunkin' or I'll have like a Starbucks, but not like an actual like from the cafetera like you guys, where it's like straight black.
No cafecito. No,
hell no. Damn.
I cannot do black coffee.
That's all I drink, man. Maybe that's why, you know, it's real with on the anxiety front. That way I get a little jittery sometimes. You know who has me less jittery this week? The Galaxy.
That's a great segue. I feel the same way. I feel like it's
professional.
It's professional. Good week for G's news for sure.
Dude, I mean, what? Like after what was the last time we were like, oh, it's so dead right now? Was it like a month ago?
It's about like three episodes ago.
Well, yeah, we've been doing this. By the way, we've been doing this. This is our seventh one already, which is
that's crazy. Outrageous. 7 weeks in the making.
But yeah, like we were talking Wilshire like 4 or 5 episodes ago, and now
that's long gone now.
That ship is stale.
Before we get started a little bit, shout out to LD Mike Coppy. He is my Galaxy captain. When I think back on my time, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Landon.
Do we know how old he's turning today?
I think he's 39.
Ooh, that's big 39.
Yeah, people were tripping out today because the San Diego Loyal were like, did you see the thing where they teased a 10 jersey? And it's like, y'all ain't ready for this. And everyone's like, yo, he's going to play. But it was not.
He's
it was
pull
not.
Up Michael Jordan.
It was awesome, not. Dude. They just signed a 10. But I'd love to go and like, in spirit of the man, ask you young guns any memories you might have of LD. Timmy, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. Well, obviously everyone knows his history with the Galaxy is very sweet. He put his heart and soul into the Galaxy. But I think my fondest memory of him was when he came back out of retirement where he's like, oh, shit, Gerard's injured. Keane is out. Everyone's down. So he's like, hey, he took out the freaking, hand? Freaking, what's his face? From Avengers. I can't think of his name right now.
Or Thanos?
Thanos, he said, all right, I'll just do it on myself. And he put the freaking glove on and he came and he actually scored a goal too.
Not on his debut,
but in an away game. That was crazy.
He helped. Yeah. Mike, what about you?
Any of the championships, man. So many good memories. But since it's his birthday and we're all keeping a resounding positive feeling for the GOATs or the Los Angeles Galaxy GOATs birthday, probably that last championship he had won with us. That was a really good one. But, you know, I have some bitter feelings slightly, but you know what? We won't touch upon that.
Yeah. Not on his birthday, man. I don't understand. We'll come back. I'm going to come back to this in Mike's corner real quick. I got a surprise for you that you don't, we're going to get the hottest of takes. Hopefully.
I hope so. I'm ready to talk today.
For me, I have a quieter memory. I was in Austin in college when he did his farewell tour and we drove all the way up to Dallas like 3-4 hours to see them play, and they lost in the 90th minute, of course.
Man,
but he did his, like, you know, came over to us and they respected him, and it's kind of like a different memory of him, you know. It wasn't like a glorious memory, but like you just looked at him and you're like, man, the GOAT, he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So that slight moment of admiration before he walks out and the door closes.
And like everybody on that team, man, like, or in that stadium in lovely Frisco, Texas. Shout out.
Frisco.
But that's where we are with LD. Oh,
yeah.
Not going to be able to edit that sound out. Sorry, guys. Dropped a whole bunch of stuff.
And speaking of the desert, we have this new preseason tournament.
Yeah, wait, Timmy, what were you going to say before?
I was going to say it's also crazy because he then came out of retirement again to play for Leon.
Yep, he did play for Leon.
And that's where it gets sour.
That's why Mikey gets – yeah, that's
– Okay. I figured out. That's why I wanted to bring it up. So I was like, is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it later then. What were you saying, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
No, I was going to say, speaking of the desert and not necessarily Texas, but we do have this new desert diamond sort of tournament we got going on. This
yeah, they're calling it the Sun Cup or something.
Like that. It's hosted by FC Tucson.
The desert.
Desert Diamond.
That's what it used to be called. And they
– Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to have – like they used to do this with Phoenix and like when Drogba was there and all that. There was like a little – yeah, a little preseason tournament, but we got some dates for Galaxy 2 and G's. I'm looking at it now. Looks like our first game is against SKC on April 3rd, and then again April 7th, and then again April 10th against Salt Lake. And not just to me, it's like math on the calendar, but their game's like 3 days apart. But to me, that tells me how the season might go down. What you think? You know, like how we were last season, mm-hmm. where you were playing 2-3 times a week. What do you think about that?
It's I don't know what to expect for this season because we have a bunch of new faces, and I don't know how their health is, especially now. I know our recent signing. We'll get into him a little bit later. That he's still technically injured and will be out until mid March. So hopefully he's healing well, but I don't know for the rest of the players because, maybe they might play the young guns for like maybe have the starters one half and then the second half they'll have the young guns come out and ball out. Hopefully that's the plan because I don't want our veteran players to play the full 90.
Yeah, it's solid. I mean, I think it'll be a good way to gauge their fitness, good way to see where people's heads are at, who's going to be contending for a starting spot on that Galaxy 11 come the season starting. But I don't know. I mean, if the season has to go in at an increased pace, by all means do it. But it'll be a good way to see who's really with the shits and who's really on the Vanny boat. So
on that note, let me ask you real quick, because it's a little bit of a hot controversy. If they're saying 25% capacity, maybe for the home opener, if they do that, under what circumstance, well, one, would you go? And two, under what circumstances, like what would have to happen for you to, where are you on that? On, you know, with the pandemic and all of that, it's easy for us to forget now that we're used to it, but it's out there. What would you do? Would you go? What do you think?
Can we drop that on the pod?
That's up to Timmy.
Oh yeah. I've told a lot of people already pretty much.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Since you're the vaccinated one of the two right now, you know what do you think now, knowing that like you've gotten the vaccination and have that outlook?
I mean, I know obviously I'm not 100% immune to it, but I am open to going there just to see what it would be like, to see how, you know, give my perspective on the others that are, you know, a little skeptical about going, because you know. So Cleveland and some of the other places that don't really have high COVID cases opened up, and the stadium is pretty well like spread out. But then again, our stadium is not as big as like the, you know, people across the town. So I feel like maybe it could work out. I don't know. It's just a really picky topic to talk about. That's just my perspective talking about it. But it's picky.
It's tough. I'm getting my first shot on Sunday because of the nature of my work. Yeah. So yes. I'm getting in there. I feel like I will be fully vaccinated and clear by the time the season rolls around. I would feel I feel right now like, okay, well, I would go if I was vaccinated and stay away from people for the same thing, just to see. But I would feel much better if they were checking those cards at the gate, right? Like if they're like, okay, we're letting vaccinated people in, And I know that's controversial, but some other countries are doing that and it's really successful. Like if you want to do
normal shit.
Stuff, like, yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, we had talked about that a little earlier this week when you had swung by, and I think it's a good idea. I mean, it all depends how well it's managed and how extensive the club wants to go to make sure everyone's safe. And I mean, living in LA, we have a lot of people. We are a very diverse group of people, and a lot of people are also at risk. So, I mean, if they can keep it safe and they can make sure everyone that enters the stadium is vaccinated, I mean, I would see that's the only way realistically in my mind that I would go, because I'm not going to be able to get my shot or my vaccination until the summer. I think that, you know, if they check vaccinations and if they have a certain safety guideline that they follow, by all means do it. And we can gauge the results from there. And especially at 25% capacity, I don't think anything can really get too out of hand with only a quarter of the stadium filled.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm looking at our sheet here, boys. We got a packed week. I'm trying to figure out how to attack this, but I do want to take a minute to talk about, and maybe it's just me, I was talking to Timmy about this earlier, but I kind of feel like the Derek Williams signing a little bit shifted the feeling. Like, we're all super scared about our squad, but you bring in that center back with the European experience. You see him hanging out with Bond, the English. They were both in the championship.
Yeah, they're championship guys.
Are these guys the new leaders of the back line? I feel the script flipped a little bit. People are like, oh shit, we're getting our boys now. It's like shoes starting to fall. And it seems like that Hallmark Galaxy mix of like good players from different parts of the world. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's one of the grand wishes of us Galaxy fans that we've wanted the past 4 years, right? We wanted that new center back, the new face of the back line, that someone could potentially be a leader. And I was telling Count, I was like, man, when the way he was talking in the interview today, and even though he only spoke for about 3 minutes, he already sounded like, you know, he's going to be down for the club. And hopefully he's a potential candidate for the captain sooner rather than later, because he sounds like, you know, he has that experience, even though he's injury prone, but we don't really, you know, worry about that. But I feel like he will keep the back line in shape. And I was also telling Cal that he's a more athletic Polenta.
He does. He seems authoritative, but light on his feet.
Yep.
You want to hit us with those stats, Mike?
Yeah. So we have Derek Williams. He is a 5'11 left-footed center back coming from the championship. He's played for Aston, and he's played for another championship club that slips my mind. But he has played in the Premier League. He has played in the championship. And he is German-born, which is funny because he's eligible to play, or he was eligible to play for Germany, Ireland, and U.S. And I think he has a U.S. citizenship. So he is a domestic player and not a TAM player.
No international spot, no TAM.
No,
huge.
No TAM. That's great. Yeah. That's a steal.
And he's been capped 3 times for Ireland, so he's roster locked to go play over there. And he has a lot of experience at Blackburn in the championship. He's played 150 games plus, and 10 of those games coming from the season with lodging up one goal contribution, but it's not too important at center back. He's helped them keep it clean at the back. But one of my biggest concerns here is that he's injury prone and that he's missed 23 out of a potential 34 games this season. So I think that's a big thing for me. But he suffered not only one, but 2 thigh muscle strains and 2 calf injuries this season before being ruled out indefinitely on the 16th of December of last year. So I don't know what you guys want to make of that. I think the injury thing is a big concern for me, because you look at him and you want him to be the face, and you want him to be that guy that like Van Damme was when we had him. That was just reliable week in, week out. But I don't know. I feel like if our staff can keep him healthy, which I don't know, because we struggle to do that with our first team big name players, JDS, for example, like it all depends how well we rehab him and get him incorporated when he feels ready and when the staff wants to clear him. So those are a few little quick hits on Derek Williams. What do you think, boys?
I mean, I'm just glad that we didn't spend a shit ton of money on him, because you would think he's like that flashy center back that you spend a lot of money on. But luckily, he has a U.S. passport, just like Count said, and we didn't have to spend that international money spot on him. So I'm just glad. The injury is one thing that I'm also worried about that, too. because I don't know how long exactly he's going to be out. But, you know, just as long as we didn't spend, you know, a huge amount of money on damaged goods, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and Tucker was – I didn't think about it this way, but Tucker had tweeted out something earlier today about how there's six center backs on the team now or something like that. Like, we went from no depth to, like, a shit ton of it. So
yeah, but, like, a depth in one position that is shockingly mediocre. No,
we have Villafania and Acosta on the left.
Oh, you said defenders. Oh, I thought
And
you
then we have Araujo and – Fisher on the right, and then the six center backs, and people play center. You know, like they
Yeah, they go
back. That's not a good example.
But. No firepower though. No attacking. Like if Araujo is our starting right mid this season, I'm still concerned.
Man, that's what Du Bois is for. All right, yeah. He's gonna have a 15 goal, 15 assists.
That's my bust right there. That's my not my bust. That's my boom player right there. But
that was your boom player.
Yeah, Sebastian.
Yeah, that was his boom.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. After slandering the fuck out of him last year, you know. But I think the Derek Williams move
it works.
I think the Derek Williams move is it's a win-win. We just have to be careful with him more than anything because he's fragile. He's 28 years old though, so he's young relatively for a center back. And if we can get him started and cemented in that role soon, then, you know, we'll have ourselves a decent-looking back line with Derek Williams, Villafania, Araujo, and Bond, and then maybe people.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Timmy, tell us about soon-to-be-minted Poppy Grandsire,
or whoever that is. I don't know if you saw in the chat, count. I mean, Mikey, but I was looking into this man's highlights, and this dude loves to freaking do skill moves. He's a little princess.
Like me on Pro Clubs?
Yeah, so I wanted to point it to you. Oh my god, he's like a little French Neymar Tecito, bro. But he's also I like to also mention that he's freaking buff as fuck, dude. Oh my god, I was watching his freaking body structure and how he like bodies the players out. I was like, oh my god, this dude's small, but he can freaking pack in a punch also as well. But he's also fast. I like to mention that's pretty rare to find like a physical and fast winger like that. But I think he'd be a good pickup.
Our own little Traore.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is high praise from the guy who, you know, Papi Drini was your guy, man.
Yeah.
Do you see flashes of Drini in him?
A little bit, because he's younger. But the only difference is he doesn't look like he's injury prone. So that's a big plus.
Cool. Well, those are the new guys. Might as well talk about the first week of presser and all that. What do you think of Vanny, Mike? Vanny on the training ground. What do you see?
He has a tempo that he wants to achieve. One thing that I saw from the videos and the media that had came out after his first day is he was talking a lot about putting emphasis a lot of one touch passing and how you're not gonna break any back line by playing two touch or taking more than two touch. And employing a one-touch style, sort of not tiki-taka, because no one can do that besides Barcelona. But
hey, man, we had tiki-taka. We called it around here a few years ago. Young man.
Oh God. But I think he's good. I think from what we've heard and seen, he was in the dressing room. And he was like, thank you guys for having me. Not welcome to you, but welcome to us because we're the new guys here. I mean, it's sort of like he knows his place and he's trying slowly to employ the whole one touch thing, which I think is cool.
All right. Tim, you want to touch that one?
Vanny's our guy, man. That's all I got to say. He's the one. He said all the right things. Obviously, it could be scripted, but, you know, Vanny's known for being that guy to rebuild the teams. And he says all the right things that we all want to hear. I'm just hoping that it, you know, shows on the field as well. Because he is starting from the back line, because he's signing a lot of defenders, not a lot of attacking right now. Hopefully, more attacking players later on, like with the rumor of the Grandsire we just talked about, that guy. But yeah, he's just started from the back and building up.
A little Neymarcito, a little Pavoncito, maybe.
Yes, ooh, that's another one.
More with that, jeez, it doesn't end. Okay, Timmy, what about? I want to hear you talk about the Jonah presser. You watch Jonah talking his stuff. He's talking about contract year. He's talking about showing out. Mike is shaking his head, but go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, well, he basically said he was a little bit of the interview was in Spanish as well, but he basically said, you know, I understand that I'm on the last year of my contract. I want to make this my best season yet as the Galaxy players. I know I failed you guys last season, but, you know, I want to make up for it for this season because I'm playing, in his words, I'm playing for the contract. I want to stay here. I want to retire here. I want to wear the copy band for freaking ever if I have the ability to. But, you know, he's got to show it because, you know, last season, I keep repeating myself, it wasn't good for him. And it wasn't a good look for me. It wasn't a good look for the Galaxy or a good look for me because I'm over here freaking pressing the shit out of him. So
it's your boy, dog.
I know.
Get your so man's, like, dog.
I'm over here talking great about him, and then I look stupid when he does all that stupid shit on the field. But, yeah, I just hope that he puts his words into action and, you know, actually does his job like he's supposed to. I hope so because he sounds highly of himself, so. Yeah, that's all
Mike's,
I gotta say.
Mike's not convinced.
I'm really not. Like, dude, I mean, like, he wants to get paid. This is a business. At the end of the day, you show up, you get paid to do your job, which he hasn't done that well, to be completely honest.
He likes that lifestyle. Well, he's done it well in spurts, right? But not consistently.
Yeah.
So. He did address that it was his contract year, and everyone's aware of that. And I'm sure he's aware of the expectations that are set in front of him. If you don't hit him, you don't get paid. So hopefully the money can light a fire under his ass to do well and to sort of play for it, which I know is fucked up because you shouldn't be playing for money, but it's the Dos Santos brothers. What do they want? They want money.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, hopefully this lights a fire under his ass and I get proven wrong. But once again, I can only trust you as far as I can throw you, and he's proven that to be not that far. So I'm not convinced. What do you think?
I think we can all agree that when he's on, it's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when he's not, like, that sucks. Like, we've had a problem keeping our DPs on the field and we can't do that. But he looks strong. I think he said that he feels strong. A lot of the same stuff Chicha's saying. Vanny's got two names for the captain in his mouth right now. He's talking about Jonah and CH14, man, as the leaders of this team. So we'll see.
We will see. that we crazy. Will.
And kind of finally, I guess, to wrap up media week or whatever, you have Legit. We posted about it, talking a lot about the culture. We know what we're doing. Thoughts?
I'll let Mikey take this one because that's his guy.
I mean, I thought with the whole community kit thing and showing that, you know, we're not really confined to the few blocks or few miles that is Carson, California. I feel like Legit does a great job at acknowledging who we are as Galaxy fans and the role he plays in pushing the message that we want to convey to everybody. And that's the Galaxy is everywhere, and that, you know, the Galaxy are going to try their best to win championships and sort of reestablish the winning culture that is very prominent in Los Angeles. So I feel like that it was great that he touched upon the culture. It's sort of acknowledging that, like, hey, I know you guys are pissed. I know last season wasn't desirable, but it's awesome to see that he sort of nodded his head and was like, all right, cool. And it also helps that, like, I'm from Hawthorne, so seeing him run through the streets of Hawthorne and, like, through the five-a-side Giassi courts, like, I thought all that was really cool. So shout out to boy.
That was dope.
Yeah, man. Well, that's, you know, I guess I have another thought here. What do you think the biggest difference is between, I mean, and as far as we know, who knows, right? It's all perception right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the biggest shift, at least from these early videos, what do you think the biggest shift is between GBS and Vanny? Vanny knows what he's doing. He didn't hesitate. Yeah,
he did not hesitate. Nope. I didn't hesitate at all. It's because GBS, you know, don't get me wrong, he did some good things at Boca. But what I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the language barrier. That's a lot of the rumors that were going around about his situation, but it could have been the language barrier, or he was just not respected well enough to, you know, give advice to the players. I don't know what it was, but I think he relied so much on the players' talent that he didn't develop, like, a organized plans to see, you know, how these players would perform on the field. But then Vanny came in with the script ready, already printed out and stapled with three holes cut down the side too, man. he had the plan ready. He's like, all right, guys, I want you to do this. And then he freaking handed everyone the script and said, this is what I want to do. It just seems so, like how Legit said, a breath of fresh air and a crystal clear picture of what we all wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Mike, big differences?
I saw something on Twitter. I think it was an interaction between Tucker and Smarts where it was like GBS could have been doing this exact same shit and we might have not seen it, which is also very true. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. The biggest thing for me, I feel, is it feels like Vanny sort of touched the ground and he started running. It's a very much centered around the tempo. And I feel like the biggest takeaway from this first week is tempo. Like, the guys are running harder, they're running faster. And granted, there is the new coach boost that Count likes to bring up, the infamous coach boost when you get a new guy at the helm. But I feel like Vanny's touched the ground running and the guys are going to have to try and give it their all. And I mean, Timmy said that language barrier too, like that can be a little difficult, but I feel like Vanny has very clear cut expectations, which I feel might've been lacking from GBS and his backroom staff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I want to do my surprise. Mike's hot take. Yeah. Well, first hot take. Are you ready to lose again in the Mixer Cup tonight? Liga Galaxia.
Bro, all I know is that there's a bunch of old heads on your team, bro. I don't care.
That's it's crazy. Dude, you guys are undefeated. It's crazy.
Bro, go ahead.
No, Mike. I'm telling you, you guys are going to get the fucking work tonight. And I put that on everything. So when you guys go back to this episode, once this shit drops and we whoop you guys, put some respect on it.
We'll do. Tim's doing well on his side, too.
How's it going over there, Tim?
Dude, it's the 3 OGs linking up, bro. We're undefeated as well. We're the top of our table right now. We're going for the big 12 points today. So
they're going to need you to put some respect on it, huh, Tim?
Yes, sir. On my name, I was almost a third round pick, bro. Are you freaking kidding me?
That's disrespectful. I'm gonna put some respect on it.
Real, and look at us. Me and Bode have been serving Peyton up freaking dimes.
Dimes, bro. Dude. Yeah.
Shout out Liga Galaxia on Xbox. We got
check out the Mixer Cup tonight.
Yep. Mike, you tweet some links out later or some shit.
Yeah, I got you. I'll blast them on the Twitter.
Cool. All right. Here's the big hot take round question. This comes from MLS News on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It got me thinking today. Who is the U.S. men's national team GOAT? And before you say anything, and I bring it up because it's the man's birthday, it's between two people. Landon, 157 caps, 57 goals, 58 assists. Respectable. Clint Dempsey, 141 caps, 57 goals, 21 assists.
Oh my God. I think you know where I stand on this.
Who is the GOAT?
I think you know where I stand on this. It's 110% Clint Dempsey. And it's the deuce. He's dude, hell no. You know how many? Dude, I have a Clint Dempsey jersey in this fucking closet. The rainbow one. Or not the rainbow one. The Waldo captain, one? The bomb pop one. The red, white, blue. It's got to be Clint, man. He had a knack for showing up in big games and putting the ball in the back of the net. Not saying that Donovan didn't, but I'm telling you, who do you picture yourself scoring a goal in the 90th minute, Landon Donovan or Clint Dempsey?
Landon Donovan, because he did it?
He did do it, okay.
In the World Cup.
Yeah, but like one 90th minute goal.
It's a good question, isn't it? It's a great question.
It's tough. It's a tough question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I feel like and it's also a generational thing, too. I saw a lot more of Clint Dempsey than I did see Landon Donovan, so I do have a little bit of bias. But I just have a lot more resounding, happier moments with Clint Dempsey with the U.S. team, even though we got knocked out of the 2018 World Cup, didn't even make it, qualify for it. But I don't know. I just feel like Clint Dempsey is the epitome of, like, a good English – or not English, American number nine. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going through the comments. It's split. A lot of people are fighting. Timmy, what do you think? You have any thoughts on this one?
Well, I will say this. I do like the way Dempsey plays. He's a solid number nine, but he was very injury prone in the MLS. At the end. And it made me kind of sad because, you know, I did like the way he played. He was a solid dude. But then again, Landon Donovan is a freaking LA Galaxy legend. And Dempsey is a Seattle Sounders player. And, you know, I'm going to pick the Galaxy player every time. That's my
put
part.
Some respect on it.
But and I just want to bring up the LD, the infamous, oh, like the glasses, mm-hmm. when they're throwing the glasses at him, like at the shit at him at the corner. Mm-hmm. I forget where they were playing. I think they were playing at Azteca or something, mm-hmm. and he like put the sunglasses on. That's great.
What deal with think?
It. Deal with it, Donovan. I don't know. I respect both of those players very differently. I'm gonna go with my copy, man. LD,
damn.
Though Clint did the same amount of goals in less games.
It's
Clint, dude.
He had less assists. The deuce,
man. And he dropped like a mixtape, so he has that over Donovan. I don't know, man. I love mixtape. I love Clint.
But LD got the magazine cover, no?
That's
or the, he's like he's a model, bro.
The little water fountain like thing. Yeah.
Dang,
yeah,
if we're bro, going off magazine, if we're going off magazine covers, we can put Christian Pulisic up there for GQ.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll have to post some of these pictures so people know what we're talking about on Instagram and you know, young heads out there. If you don't know, check out Clint Dempsey's mixtape. That's a thing.
I love Clint, man. My favorite player, USMNT of all time. So good. And like he was like bad guy for a little bit too. Like I feel like he was bad guy. And you know, I had sort of have a love for like the anti-hero, you know, where it's like everyone sort of wants to hate you, but you sort of ball out so people can't really say shit. So I don't know. I feel like that's the role Mason's taking too, because everyone sort of just fucking hates Mason. And then he's like, oh, I score for you guys every game.
You like the why always me guys.
Why yeah, always? Like
oh Mario Balotelli. <Yeah. laughs> Oh,
that was
man.
Awesome. All right.
Mario, come for sub, bro.
Please. Oh my god. Dude, right. Do you know how much he would thrive in freaking whenever I think about those kind of players, I just think of what they would do against LAFC and how much they would thrive in those matches.
Oh, so good. You need the little bit of crazy.
Yes, oh, yeah. Exactly.
You need the crazy, but I'm happy. To me, to wrap up the week, it looks like we're hitting some steam and getting some consistency on this Galaxy team. And that's money. That's money, guys. Any Ooh. Final thoughts? I'm good.
There's something I want to bring up next podcast that we didn't have time to cover now. And I think it'd be interesting to see where we stand, but you know, I'll save that for later. But last words for me is that if you've made it this far into the episode, you guys can come check us out on the Twitter at the G30 podcast and our new Instagram at G30 podcast. I know you guys listen and I know you guys have Instagram. So follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
And then if you guys want to check me out on Twitter, I'm at DestroyCFC.
For sure. I have a quick question before we actually cut it out.
I like it.
You know, we have a lot of talented players so far on this Galaxy team, but do we have a good handful of players that consider themselves as like a dog player that would freaking, you know, dive in for a tackle? It's because we were just talking about Mario Balotelli and I was like, man, do we have that player right now on our roster? I mean, we got Araujo, who's a freaking dog, pit bull attitude kind of dude, but who else? I can't think of anyone else that has that kind of like heart to do all that.
I think that's what those five remaining roster spots or however many are for. Hopefully
Rolf
we get
Fletcher.
No. hashtag bring back
hashtag bring back
Rolfcito. Yeah,
favorite.
I don't know, Tim. That's a great question. I don't see a lot of dogs right now. But
maybe that's not what we need. Maybe we're moving past that.
Maybe, but it's just more entertaining to see the people that, you know,
we'll like get a red card team. Gladly.
Once in a while. You know, once in a while.
All right, Tim, you want to hit him with them socials?
Yes, you can find my Twitter at SpicyTaco118 and my Instagram is SpicyTaco18. And follow us for updates on the podcast at G30 on Twitter and the Instagram, G30 Podcast.
Peace. And I am CountChop786 on Twitter and all the other ones. You know.
All righty,
all right, boys. See you later.
Peace out, everyone.
Peace.